In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Just recently, I ran into a woman who had visited our congregation several months ago, sometime last year. And the woman noticed me and came up to me and wanted to chat with me. I thought that was nice. There was no record of her attending here in the book. She didn't sign the guest book. And she quickly informed me that she would never again set foot in this church. Why? I asked. She said because she didn't feel the Holy Spirit present in this service. She was looking for a Spirit-filled church to attend, having just moved here from Kentucky. And so she gave our church a try. But we didn't fit the bill for her. Our service was boring, and it was evident that the Holy Spirit was not present among us. I wanted to talk to her some more about that. I asked her, what does she mean? How does she define Spirit-filled? But she quickly said, I just wanted to let you know how I feel, and walked away. You just gotta love when that happens. Hello, Pastor. I came to your church, didn't like it, there's no Spirit there, and I don't want to talk to you about it. Have a nice day. This experience reminded me of another experience I had about 8 years ago when I was still working at Ford. Every once in a while, Red Wing Shoe Company would come to the plant and they would put a trailer outside and sell work boots to those who needed to purchase work boots. It was really nice. You could go in there, sign your name, give them your employee ID number, and they would just take the money out of your check. Being badly in need of boots on this particular occasion, I went in to purchase some new work boots. And I sat down, and as I was trying on these boots, there were a couple of my coworkers in there carrying on a very lively discussion. And the topic of their discussion just happened to be Benny Hinn. I don't know how many of you are aware of who Benny Hinn is. Benny Hinn is a modern-day word of faith, evangelical preacher, TV evangelist, who claims to do miracles and has crusades all over the world that are supposedly Spirit-filled crusades. And these two guys were raving about what they had witnessed on the TV the night before, how Benny Hinn was so specially anointed by the Holy Spirit, and how they could feel that anointing through the television set and how it had come upon them. And I wasn't going to say a word. I was just going to try my boots on. But evidently, my reaction was noticed by them. I probably snickered or was shaking my head. And so one of them said, do you have a problem with Benny Hinn, Tom? And I said, yeah, I have a big problem with Benny Hinn. Well, how can you have a problem with Benny Hinn? And the other guy said, aren't you studying to be a pastor? How can you have a problem with another minister of the Lord? And I said, fellas, Benny Hinn's not a minister of the Lord. Benny Hinn's a fake. He's a false teacher. No, he's not, they said. Look at all the miracles he's performed. Look at all the people he's blessed. Look at how he's spreading the gospel throughout the world with crusades, calling, bringing together thousands upon thousands of people. He's not a fake. He's the real deal. And I said, well, according to the Christian Research Institute that has been studying, that has just recently completed a 3-year study of Benny Hinn's so-called miracles, not one person in that study out of the dozens that they used for their study was ever healed. Not one. And I said, besides that, it's not a matter of what you see and what you feel. It's a matter of what comes out of Mr. Hinn's mouth. And what comes out of his mouth is not the word of our Lord. And they quickly said to me, you just don't understand, and we feel sorry for the ministry that you're going to do someday because it won't be Spirit-filled. And that was that. But you run across this notion, this ever-popular phrase in our day and age, more and more, this idea, this mentality of a spirit-filled worship service. This is the very thing that we Lutherans right now are currently engaged in battle over. What is a spirit-filled worship service? How do we get people to feel the Holy Spirit? And true Lutherans say, we don't. You see, everybody today in our modern day and age is looking for that Pentecost experience. The feast that we celebrate this morning, the Feast of Pentecost, that wonderful day when the Holy Christian Church was born through the miraculous outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon the apostles. And many Christians today are looking for that same kind of experience where they can visibly see and witness the power of the Holy Spirit at work. But friends, what was the true miracle on the day of Pentecost? It wasn't the speaking in tongues, which, by the way, is not the gibberish that many modern Christians, Pentecostal types, speak forth to one another. It was recognizable foreign languages, as you just heard in our reading from Acts. But that was not the miracle. It was not the speaking in tongues. And the miracles that the apostles performed, that Christ performed through them in the years that followed, the miracles of the miraculous healings that they did, and even being able to raise some people from the dead, those weren't really the miracles. No, the miracle on the Feast of Pentecost, that wondrous day that we celebrate today, the miracles that attended the apostolic ministry for the years that followed, the true miracle was the word that the Lord sent forth. And through that word, the Holy Spirit accompanied that word to bring people to repentance and to fill them with faith in Jesus Christ. That's the miracle of Pentecost. The miracle that St. Peter, the same guy that cowered in the upper room just weeks before, the same individual who denied the Lord three times, was able to get up in front of this massive crowd and boldly proclaim to them that they were guilty of crucifying their Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He was able to boldly proclaim to them the law in all of its fierce sternness, so that they would be convicted of their sin, so that they would be brought to the knowledge that they had rejected their Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And then that same Spirit-filled testimony led into the gospel, where St. Peter preached the truth and the glorious good news that Jesus Christ, the same Lord that they were guilty of rejecting and crucifying, the same Lord that died for their sins, wanted to be their Lord and Savior, wanted to forgive them and give them life and salvation. And through faith in Him, they had that salvation. And that's the miracle. The Holy Spirit attended that beautiful law and gospel sermon preached by St. Peter that day. And what are we told? That 3,000 souls were added to the Christian church. What a powerful sermon. What a powerful testimony to what the Holy Spirit truly does. You see, the Holy Spirit is not into show business, even though I recently heard a Lutheran pastor compare the Holy Spirit to Ed McMahon. He's the Ed McMahon of the Trinity, the one who says, "Here's Jesus." And that's true. That's what the Holy Spirit does. He always and only points us to our Savior, Jesus Christ. That's what Jesus is telling His disciples who will become His apostles, His sent out ones in our Holy Gospel this morning. That the Helper, the Comforter, the Holy Spirit will come and He will call to mind for them all that Jesus had said and taught and done among them, so that they could preach that to people, convict people of sin, lead them to repentance, and fill them with faith in Jesus Christ. You see, the Holy Spirit only wants you, dear friends, to know one thing, that you are a sinner and you need a Savior. And He always and only points you to that Savior, Jesus Christ. And so it is that the Holy Spirit often sounds like a broken record. He repeats the same thing over and over and over again. He tells you to repent, to acknowledge the fact that you cannot make it on your own, that you are guilty of sin in many and various ways, and that you desperately need a Savior. The Holy Spirit is not into giving you what you want. He's not into making you feel anything. He's into preaching the Word into your ears that your heart may be turned in repentance and faith to Jesus Christ. And so it is that this congregation in which you all belong is definitely Spirit-filled. It is filled with the Spirit from beginning to end in the holy divine liturgy that we follow right here each and every week. The same liturgy, by the way, that the Holy Christian Church has been following since the days of the apostles. And for some Christians to come along today and say that this liturgy and this way of doing worship is not Spirit-filled is to make the claim that sometime in the 1800s, there never was a Spirit-filled worship service in the Christian church. Because all of the nonsense that we see today, all of the contemporary worship that goes on in our midst today, all of the emotionally driven, seeker-sensitive, Spirit-filled things that people point to as good and worthy worship never was in the Holy Christian Church until recently. It's a recent fad, a recent phenomenon, and it will die out. But we can take solace in this, my friends. The Word of the Lord endures forever. And the same Holy Spirit that was present on that day of Pentecost long ago is present right here in our midst this day to convict you of your sin and to point you to the Savior who died on the cross for every one of your sins, that you may live for Him, that you may live eternally in His glorious and wondrous kingdom to come. May that be your focus today and always. May that be your true understanding of the Holy Spirit's work in and among you. And may He continuously fill you with His Word, and by that Word fill you with the very presence of the Holy Trinity. And He is there today even to do that in a miraculous way, as He does each and every divine service here at Peace, as our Lord and Savior comes to dwell bodily within you as you receive the holy and blessed body and blood in the Holy Eucharist. That is where the Spirit is at work. And if you can receive that and not feel Spirit-filled, something's probably wrong. May that not be the case with you. May you truly experience that Spirit-filled truth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ now and forever. In His holy and precious name. Amen. Now the peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.